From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, and filling in for Peter Sagal, Peter Gross.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Carl Kassel. Thank you, audience. Thanks, everybody. Well, as Carl said, my name is Peter Gross. I am filling in this week because Peter Sagal is off on his annual bird hunting trip in Arkansas. He was just so excited to go down there and test his new sonic boom weapon. But we're going to do our best to have fun without Peter. Call us up, and we will ask you some questions about this week's news. We hope you answer them. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. And now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi there, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Joan Friedman in Urbana, Illinois.
Hi, Joan in Urbana. You're slightly downstate from us here in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess.
You're south of us. You guess? Let me just tell you, you are.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Joan, let me introduce you to today's panel. First up, it's the author, humorist, and hockey dad, Tom Baudet.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Joan.
Next up, a comedian performing January 22nd and 23rd at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Joan.
And finally, he's a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and an author of the book Idiot America, Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Joan. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Kassel is going to read you three quotes from this week's news, and if you correctly identify or explain two of those quotes, you will win our prize, which, of course, is Carl's sonorous voice on your home answering machine.
All right.
All right. Are you ready, Joan?
I think so.
Fantastic. Here is your first quote.
The waterworks have begun.
That was Politico's summary of the peaceful, if slightly weepy, transfer of power in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. So who took charge there?
Boehner did.
That's
and he
right.
He did cry.
He did cry. John Boehner. Very good, Joan. It was a big week in Washington. The air was thick with that new Congress smell. The House Republicans.
That's what that was.
That's what that was, yeah. The House Republicans are in charge now, and they are just chomping at the bit to do everything. Or really more to, like, undo everything. First on their agenda, of course, is repealing the health care reform. And they've also threatened that they might undo financial reform, too. But, you know, we think, you know, why would you stop there? They could make Obama take up smoking again. You know, fatten up all the kids in America. Reunite Brad Pitt with Jennifer Aniston. Force George Lucas to unmake the Star Wars prequel. You know, move the Capitol back to Philadelphia and finally just get in the Mayflower and throw it in reverse. They also read the Constitution out loud on Thursday on the floor, and it was kind of nice. You know, it was like a nice symbolic gesture, and of course they had to make some pretty big changes. They didn't really get around to reading the part about slavery and the Three-Fifths Compromise, and they took out the part about prohibition. And
did they read all the amendments they want to change?
Yeah, well, that's what they did. They sort of got going. And
the new
versions? They took the Second Amendment and made it the First Amendment. And also the Fourth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment and the 15th Amendment.
I would have volunteered to read the Third Amendment, the single most overlooked amendment in the Constitution. No quartering soldiers in my house.
That should be the First Amendment.
I mean, that one's really working.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone fights for the other ones, but this one's really working.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, working in my house anyway, Paul.
I was going to say, you mean those guys aren't supposed to be in my house right now? I feel like an idiot.
You didn't read the thing?
See what happens? You weren't paying attention when they were reading the Constitution. You didn't know that, see?
The reason they didn't read the whole Constitution is there's parts of it that John Boehner just can't here without boo-hooing.
Yeah. All right, Carl. Let's read our next quote.
Is it a sign of the aflocalypse?
That was a Washington Post writer talking about a mysterious event in Arkansas this week. What exactly was the aflocalypse?
Oh, that was all of the birds falling from the sky.
It's right. That is very good. Well, the one good piece of news in this whole story is that someone has finally stopped tweeting. Too soon? They're birds, people. They're birds. No one is really sure, you know, what happened to these thousands of birds that suddenly fell out of the sky in Arkansas this week. It was bizarre. There are all sorts of theories floating around. They thought maybe it was lightning or fireworks or a secret weapons test of some kind. And the most recent theory, actually, is that it's just a viral marketing campaign for the sequel to the popular iPhone game Angry Birds, which is called Angry Dead Birds. Right.
Yeah, but what was really strange is somewhere in a small retirement cottage in California, Tippi Hedren went, ah!
I've seen this before.
The other thing is people think it's the end of days. You know, they just jump to this conclusion that all these animals are dying. And, of course, the 24-hour news networks, they just, you know, pump all this up and everybody gets swept up in this, you know, hysteria.
Well, I was telling my wife as we were walking down by the River of Blood the other day, there's no reason at all to be worried about
it. That's what I said to the locusts that were in my house.
Right, I know. And this end of days, that's wishful thinking. We're only day three of the new Congress. Please.
We'll get there. That was the thing, too. Anderson Cooper was like, I want to clear the air. Let's keep a clear head. So he brought, of course, former teen idol Kirk Cameron on to answer the question, are these dead birds a sign of the apocalypse? And of course they're not, you know.
Why would he?
Because Kirk Cameron starred in the Left Behind movies.
Exactly.
He's an apocalypse.
So he would know.
Yeah, once you're in a movie about something, you become an expert on the topic.
Exactly right.
Which is why, you know, if we're ever invaded by, like, giant Transformers, everyone will be like, Shia LaBeouf, what do we do?
Yeah. You know?
I talked to Julie Andrews when I want to escape the Nazis.
She did it in style.
With panache, she escaped the Nazis. Carl, let's hear our last quote.
I love food. I love drinking, boys, dancing until my feet swell. And I love my body, especially the badonk.
That was a quote from a new book released this week by what pint-sized star of the show Jersey Shore?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No. You know what, Joan?
Joan?
You're good to go.
Your stock just rose in mine.
Yeah, exactly. Joan, be blissful in your lack of the knowledge. The correct answer is Snooki, of course.
I still have no idea.
Yes. Well,
Joan is a class act. Yeah.
The big story here, of course, is not that Nicole Snooki Polizzi wrote a book, which, by the way, is called A Shore Thing, for those of you updating your Amazon wish lists. No, the shocking thing here is that apparently fans of the TV show Jersey Shore have actually been clamoring for more reading material. We're guessing that, you know, they just need something to supplement the Valtrex pamphlet at the free clinic.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, as far as we know, I mean, they've yet to record the audiobook for A Shore Thing. We have right here with us a man who would be, in our opinion, very, very good at reading the audiobook of A Jersey Shore. So we would like to give the publishers a sense of what that would sound like.
During the summer, the girls enjoy all the Jersey Shore has to offer. Hot Guidos, fried Oreos, and lots of tequila. She wriggled on him like a professional lap dancer. She knew this for a fact. She'd taken a stripper dance class and got her certificate at the end. Sorting through jerks to find a decent man takes time, but you have to do it or else become a lesbian.
Paul Castle, everyone.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Joan do today?
Well enough. She had two correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize. Congratulations, Joan.
Way to go, yeah. Joan. Thank you so much for playing, Joan.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.